20th anniversary program, Puja Agarbhav Tithi. So we began on this day, so somehow we're still together after 20 years he's tolerated us. This is Giriraj's birthday, so we want to read something from Brajavriti Chintamani about Giriraj. It describes Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur ki
jai.
We heard how he, yesterday, we heard in Jayapur how he sent his Shiksha disciple Baladev Vidyabhushan to Jayapur to defeat the Ramanandis. So the same Vishwanath, he was staying, of course, sometimes at Radhakund on the banks of Shamakund at Manasi, Manasapavan Ghat. And while he was living there, he wrote these beautiful prayers to Radhakund and Govardhan. So we'll read some of those. This is how, and we see Govardhan as some mountain or some hill or some rock. We have some vague idea that this rock is Krishna or that Krishna lifted this rock. But the vision of the pure devotees, how they see Giri Govardhan is quite unique. This is Prem Drishti, the vision of one in love. We have example of that in our own lives. How a stranger looks at your mother and how you look at your mother. Someone looks, oh, there's some fat lady. You look at your mother and you see all of her beauty in terms of the 25 years of service that she's rendered you, and so much care and love and affection. And so when you gaze at your mother, you see, oh, my mother's so beautiful. She's so wonderful. Because that bhav, you have developed an intense bhav and attachment in your heart. You have intense love and attachment in your heart. So that love and attachment in your heart, it colors your vision, so you see with what is called Prem Drishti, see with the eyes of love. Someone says, you're walking, for example, say you're with some strange person, you're just some new college friend, and you're walking in the market, and you live in the same town as your college, and you say, see that lady, that old lady there, walking, sitting there in the park, what do you think of her? I don't think anything. It's some old lady, and she's sitting there. Somebody, some old mother, grandmother. I don't know. That's my mother. You know, like, he doesn't know. He never went to your house. He never met your mother. You follow. Oh, excuse me. You'll say, oh, okay, or whatever. When you ask, what do you think of that lady? I don't think anything. What does she mean to you? Nothing. Do you have any feelings for her? No. Why should I? Why are you asking me these questions? Well, that's my mother. And she means everything to me. She means everything to me. And all my feelings are at her feet. And she's my everything from the time I'm born to now. I'm not married. And she's always helped me. And every time my father would go against me, my mother would take my side and stand up for me. When I asked my father for money, he would say no. I go to my mother and she said, don't tell your father. She said, don't tell your father, but here's some money that she would steal from him. And she wouldn't tell either. It's called a no-telling sampradaya. The mother steals from the husband and doesn't tell, and then gives to the son and tells him not to tell also. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, when he looked at Govardhan, when he saw Govardhan, he saw Krishna, Sakshat. He was worshipping the Govardhan Shila, and that Govardhan Shila you can have, they say that the Shila that he was worshipping is the same Shila that Raghunath Das Goswami was worshipping. And that Shila, of course, as we were mentioning yesterday, is two of everything. There's Govindaji and Vijay Govinda, and everywhere there's these double types of things. At least I was saying some group. In Gokulananda Mandir in Vrindavan near Radharaman, you'll see that they have on display, they will show you the Govardhan Shila, which they say belonged to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya worshipped, he held in his hands and he would bathe with his tears. And they'll show you, and that little Shila is about as, has anyone seen it? It's about as big as a postage stamp, like 1 inch by 1 inch. And there's a very noticeable thumbprint. to make it clear in the mind of any empiricist who demands such empirical evidence that, yes, Lord Chaitanya must have held this Shila like this in his hand, between his index finger and thumb, and held, put his thumb there, and held this Shila to his heart, and then hold his Govardhan Shila in front of his eyes, and see, and Radha Bhav and Mahabhav and his Gambira Leela and Puri, seeing this Govardhan Shila as Rajendranandan Shamsundar. And then that would create, that seeing the Udipan of the Vilumban, Udipan of the hero, the Nayak, and then start crying and then bathe that Shila with his tears. And take his Uttariya, his top cloth, sannyasi Uttariya, and bathe. And offer some tulsi and chandan at his feet, manjaris. They say that. If you go to another temple, an ashram in Vrindavan, which is completely secluded and has no interest in getting any followers and no interest in making any money with deities or making a livelihood with deities, if you go in there in this very secluded kunj and you say, because you have heard something that the original Govardhan Shila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here, and pursuing that evidence, you go there, and you'll see that this is a very quiet kunj, all trees everywhere, and no cement, just brajaraj and leaves blowing along the ground. And of course, there's boundary walls and a gate. Very, very nice, beautiful place. And there's some little building in the back, nondescript building, and there's a door, and you go inside, there's a little temple room, a little tiny altar, some Radha Krishna, some Govardhan Shilas, some Babas there, chanting japa, doing smaran. And Babaji Maharaj, excuse me, I see there's five or six Govardhan Shilas on the altar. Which one of these Shilas is the Shila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And he goes, and he says, ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's there. Oh, which one? On the left side. No show, no, pay 50 rupees, I'll give you special darshan. I just, it's there on the left side. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So I'm looking, and this Shila is about this big and gray color, and it's quite, like size of a Mosambi, or maybe bigger, Mosambi, like this. And kind of pointed type, sitting there, and some other. You go to Gokul. Since thousands of years, there's Gokul, since Krishna's time. And Krishna's born there, Yashoda Nandan. And you visit there. And then about 300 years ago, the Vallabhacharya followers, they created new Gokul, which is very convenient and easy to get to. You simply cross the Yamuna, turn right, and you're there. Very easy to come from Mathura, easy for darshan, makes it easy for the yatris, easy to meet your jajamans, and easy to get your bakshis, and easy to fill your bellies. You have to go a considerable distance through all kinds of bumpy kacha roads and inside roads to get to the actual original Gokul, the palace of Nanda Maharaj and the columns and Yashoda Nanda. That's the original Gokul. And there's no sign that says original Gokul. And no sign that says Prachin Gokul. But as soon as you come across the bridge from Mathura and go a little bit, huge sign, Prachin Gokul, turn right. And if you follow that sign, you'll end up in the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, there, Gokul. And they have a big deity of Yashoda and a big deity of Nanda and Krishna and Balaram. But of course, if you look and you see all the buildings are very new, and all the construction is a very new place. So it looks like Naya, 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 Gopal Mandir, and your sign is saying Prachin, Prachin, Prachin. So, what does that mean? That means Krishna wants to expand his glories. Krishna wants to expand his confusion. This is one example. If you want me to sit down, I can give hundreds all over India. I've been all over India. There's the original Gufa. There's the Prachin Gufa in Badrinath. There's the Prachin Gufa of Vyasadeva. Then there's another one, which is the actual old one. It's like, after a while, okay, it's all one. they're all original. For me, it's all original. It's all new and it's all very old. Because it's nitya. It's all naya, 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 mandir, naya, 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 gokul, and prani, prani, prachin, prachin, gokul. Because it's nitya. Nitya means always old, always new, forever. Beyond time. Gokul is not in time. That's why the old Gokul doesn't put a sign prachin, because Gokul is not bound by the time factor. Prachin means time, isn't it? Prachin is a measurement of time. Old is old a measurement of time?
Yes.
You don't have a very clear understanding of language. Does anyone agree that old is a measurement of time?
Yes.
If no time passes, can anything get old?
No.
So time is a factor. Old means time. Is the Holy Dham situated in the time factor?
No.
Then? So understanding the tattva, that's okay. You people, your sign is indicating that you don't know. This. If you're saying this is prachin, this or that, this must not be, because you don't understand. Or you're motivated. You put a sign in prachin, it means you're motivated that everybody should come here, because there's another guy down the street who's not saying he's prachin. He's not dealing it as prachin. Because everyone wants to go to the old one. Really, isn't it? And people want to go to the old guru, not the young guru. Whatever. Old is gold. And gold never gets old. Old is gold. And gold never... Does gold get old? No. So this is a very interesting paradox. Old is gold. You agree? Old is gold. But gold never gets old. So if old equals gold, then old can't be old. You follow?
Yes.
Namayavanam Sri Krishna ki. Namayavanam Krishna Dasa ki. Going back home, back to Godhead ki. Vrindavaneshvi drisha vaibhaveshu madurya durya dvajavadinoti Govardhano nam daraddi rajo rajo par rajo upacharir yuva raja rajam. Govardhan Hill is like a flag of intense sweetness. Madhurya durya dwaj. Placed in the opulent land of Vrindavan. Vrindavan vaibhav. Vaibhav. Vrindavan Vaibhav. As the king of mountains, Govardhan Hill offers very pleasing royal service to the Yuvaraj, Rajam, the young prince of Braj, as it's translated. Yuvaraj, Rajam. Uriyaj, Dharaneki,
Jai.
Nanavida ratnavaranya vara shila yadiya vilasanti yatra krishnasya simhasana pitta katva shayari rupa rasaraja bupa shayari rupa rasaraja bupa 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 rasaraja bupa. The supreme monarch of nectarine transcendental mellows. Someone wants to translate that. Rasaraj Bhupa. Bhupa. He's the Giriraj in relation to Krishna. He's the supreme monarch of nectarine transcendental mellows. That is the translation. The rocks of Govardhan Hill are many kinds of splendid jewels that provide singhasans, thrones, couches, and other kinds of furniture for Sri Krishna, the supreme monarch of all nectar mellows. So now we have the identity. The first verse we heard about the identity, something about the identity and the location of Giri Govardhan, that he's located in the opulent. He's a flag. He's a flag. Look, it appears like a flag. He's very long, narrow, like a flag. He's just a flag blowing over Vrindavan. But he's very, very tall. Usually on the top of a palace, there's a flag. Have you seen? Or a temple. They have a flag. Well, the temple's on this level and the flagpole's on a higher level. So Vrindavan is, it's quite flat, as you know. There's a few occasional hills here. Varsana Nandagam, Vasanti. It's like this and there's some hill and they make a village up there. And it's like this and there's a hill. This is the topography. So Vrindavan is basically flat. But then there's this 80 yojan high mountain. 80 yojan. A yojan is 8 miles. 8 times 80 is 640 miles. So if you have a flag pole that's 640 miles up, that means it's really a flag. It's way up there. A flag is something very high. A flag is something you can see everywhere, isn't it? From a long distance. And even they use flags for signaling. The kings would use flags for signaling. The king is home, the king's not home. They fly certain flags. When he's in the palace, they fly a certain color flag or his insignia. Then when he goes out hunting or he goes out for whatever, you know, swayamvaras or something. He goes out collecting some more queens or princesses. Then they lower the flag, he's gone shopping or whatever. And then when he catches one, they raise some other flag, you know, they raise another. Oh, hey, look, the king got another queen. Because they don't have SMS messages. They don't have fax. They don't have email. They have flag mail.
Flag.
You heard of flag mail? Flag mail. Dwaja mail. Or Dwaja Samachar, whatever you call it. Flag news. Did you see the flag news? Huh? I saw the morning news, the evening news, and the late news, late night news. Oh, you didn't see the flag? Dwaj Samachar. Achoo. Oh, you stupid. Go look at the king's palace. Achoo. If he has a son, I'm sure there's some flag. When he has a son, when the son is born, next Yuvraj, they raise a little flag, a baby blue flag or something. You know, baby blue, right? Baby blue flag, a little baby on it, waving to everybody or something. I don't know, but this is the idea. So this Giriraj is that beautiful flag of intense sweetness. So when everyone looks at, from any direction, anywhere you look, people see Giriraj. They remember Giriraj. Remembering means seeing. Doesn't remembering mean seeing?
Yes.
If you're remembering someone, that means you're seeing them in your heart. And that's the main place to see somebody, is in your heart. If you love someone, you remember them, you see them in your heart. So the Brijvasis, they love Giriraj. Why do they love him? Because he's Haridas Varya. He's the greatest servant. Radharani is proclaimed. Hey, hiri, hiri, Brijvasis, sablok, suniye. Su or shu?
Su.
No sha. Sablok, suniye. Hari Giriraj is Haridas Varya. He's the greatest of the Haridases. Everyone knows this. Radharani proclaimed it. And Gopi Geet. So now it's known everywhere. The Giriraj is the greatest of the servants of Hari. So every Brijvasi, Gopas, gopis, cows, birds, paki, paksha, pashu, everyone is remembering. Oh, yes. Giri Govardhan ki.
Yeah.
They're remembering Giriraj is the greatest servant. Radharani is proclaimed. Imagine just like Bill Gates. Bill Gates, everyone says, oh, you're so rich. No, you know, I'm not very rich. Actually, you know who's really rich? And then someone says, who's that? I never heard of him. If Bill Gates is saying that, that means something. So Radharani, when she speaks, she's Vrindavaneshwari. It really means a lot. It's solid. Such bolta, whatever it is. Such bolna. Such bolna. It'd be the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. The absolute truth. Brijvasi's already remembering that. They're remembering that he renders so many wonderful services, as we heard. He provides asans and singasans for the Lord, for Radha and Krishna to naturally sit down on and receive puja at the yoga peat. The yoga peat in the afternoon. They just sit on the rocks. It's like a beautiful throne. There's some rock and they lean back. And the gopis offer chamara and betel and do artik, everything. Singasan. Then when they want to lie down, he offers cave. On the rainy season, there's kandara, there's caves. And the caves are such that all soft grass inside the caves. And it's very nice and comfortable to lie on. Couches and other kinds of furniture. He provides furniture. Giriraj, who would ever think of rock furniture? Have you ever been to anyone's house and they have rock furniture? Is the furniture rocking? They have rocking chair. And that party was really rocking. And Janmashtami and Luni was rocking. It was awesome. That's what they say, right? It was awesome. It was, Maharaj was rocking on till midnight. So I also rocking till midnight my rocking chair. Grandfather Guru. Oh, yes, kids, tell me the report. Okay, very good. Oh, I appreciate it. Service attracts the heart. If a wife doesn't serve the husband, will he be attracted to the wife? No. If the husband doesn't serve the wife, will she be attracted to the husband? No. Service is attractive. Krishna serves his devotees better than anybody. That's why Krishna is all attractive. Purnakarshan, or whatever. Completely. Subpurnakarshan. He's completely attractive. Furniture made of stones. You have a stone couch in your house? You have a stone bed? It'd be good for your back. Do you have a stone throne? Do you have a throne? No. But Krishna does. Radharani does. How is it possible to have a stone bed? Either you're really fat. If you're really fat, it doesn't matter. You have a built-in mattress. Built-in Bistar. Bistar? Built-in Bistar. 100 kilos Bistar. 100 kilos body and 100 kilos extra. So that's your Bistar. You're carrying your Bistar wherever you go. Giriraj. The rocks of Giriraj are made of prema. Prema is comfortable. Prema is sweet. Prema fits everyone. Custom fit. It's not like queen bed, king bed, single bed, double this, that. Prema fits everyone. It's tailor fit. If you have love, it's the love you need. If you don't have love, that's what you need. Without love, you can't succeed. Indeed, this is a true fact. Giriraj, the couches, the furniture, is all made of prem. What prem? Prem seva. When Krishna lies down, when Radharani and Krishna sit down on the singhasan, giri singhasan, the Giriraj, giri means rock, stone, mountain, the giri, shila, giri singhasan, Giriraj says, this is my perfection. This is my ultimate perfection, my existence, that I'm able to render service to Radha and Krishna. They're sitting on me. And when he, just that thought that he's able to render some service to Radha and Krishna, his heart completely melts. Any true devotee, when he gets an opportunity to render any service, his heart melts. And when your heart melts, your face smiles. You get any possible service to render, clean Krishna's devotees' toilets. Oh, yes, Guru, Hare Krishna. These are transcendental toilets. These are the transcendental latrines of the Vaishnavas. All right. Ah, watch me now. Giriraj is so ecstatic. Just thinking that Radha and Krishna are going to sit on me, that his heart completely melts. And when his heart melts, his body melts. And that rock becomes so soft, just like butter. So the couch becomes butter soft. So wonderful. This is the vision of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Otherwise, it is achintya. The ordinary person will read and say, huh? Huh, what? Stone, Nisingasan, stone couch? Okay, we have a marble singhasan for Thakurji, but he doesn't sit on the marble. There's wood inside that marble singhasan, and he has his bed, and he has a nice bed and bistar on the side, wooden bed you've seen we have for Thakurji. Yat kandara kunja varanya punja Sri Krishna keli rasamandirani pritak pritak tat parama priyade subhagya bhagyottama yogyatani. Govardhan's beautiful forests and caves. Kandara Kunja Varanya Punja. Kandara Konja Varanya Punja. This is poetry. We have no appreciation. Yat Kandara Konja Varanya Punja. Sri Krishna Keli Rasamandirani. Pitak Pitak Tat Paramapriya De. So Bhagya Bhagyottama Yogyatani. Govardhan Hills, beautiful forests and caves, Kandara and Varanya, are Krishna's nectar pastime palaces. Sri Krishna Keli Rasa Mandir. This is English, falls far short. Keli Rasa Mandir becomes pastime palace. Somehow or other, there's something. Something is lost in translation, if not the phonetics, the poetry. Don't know a meaning. Past, pa, pa, pa. Okay. Pastime palaces. Okay. There's some alliteration there. Pa, pa. But Keli Rasa Mandirani? Keli Rasa. This is Keli Rasa. Sri Krishna Keli Rasa. Not just Krishna. He says it becomes beautiful case. Krishna's nectar pastime palace. It's not Krishna. Is Krishna ever alone? Never. There's always with Radharani. Yuga Kishore, Yuga Kishore. Sri Mati Radha Rani Ki
Jai!
Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki
Jai!
Sri Krishna Keli Rasa Mandirani. Keli Ras. They're relishing so much sweetness in interacting and being with each other. And they and there's a place for that. They collect, they churn and they churn all that rasa, and they contain it in a mandir, mandirani. They keep it there, in this mandir. It's a temple of love. It's a temple of lila. It's a temple of rasa mandir, keli mandir, prema mandir. Govardhan Hills, beautiful forests and caves are Krishna's nectarine pastime places, each one perfect for the supreme good fortune of his beloved and her friends. So bhagya bhagyottama yogyatani pritak pritak tat parama priya priya parama priya tat that tat parama priya de beloved of him, the supreme beloved of him, parama priya de. This says the supreme beloved, and the translation comes out the supreme good fortune of his beloved. There's so many beloveds. The secretary in the office, my wife at home, and so many beloveds. But the Parama Priya? They're all Priya. Beloved means Priya. But Parama Priya. Parama Prishta, Parama Prishta, Parama Priya. Parama Priya. It's kind of like saying Priya Uttam, but it doesn't work like that. So they say Parama Priya. The supreme, Priyatam, Krishna's Priyatam and Radharani's Priya. Priya Priyatam. Priya Priyatam Naki.
Jai.
Paraga Pushper Marubir Marande Pravalavarer Marare Faleshcha Nanavidir Yattaravo Latabi Krishnasya Sevam Rajayanti Tabi. Govardhan Hills, trees and vines serve Sri Krishna by offering him blossoming branches with sweet fruits and flowers filled with honey, nectar, and fragrant pollen. Yandattava gairika hinguladya mana shilakya haritala mukya ati priyashama sharira shobha lobaya kurvanti vidu priyanam. These words may be similar in Hindi, I suppose, but they are describing the different color mineral powders. We hear that Krishna's face is adorned with different mineral powders, gopi dots. We say gopi dots or gopa dots, I guess. Krishna's face, or the gopis put them there. And the cowherd boys, they paint his face, decorate and ornament his face with different designs, sometimes vines or leaves or flowers or makara on his cheeks. Besides the makara kundala, they draw also. Sometime. And they get all, Govardhan provides all these, like paints, basically, it's like paints, different colors. Earth, when they mix it with water, they make a different color. There's Gairika, which is red, it's a red rock. This is what the sannyasis, the Haridwar sannyasis, they use that. Traditional sannyas diet is called garik, garika, garika. You can buy it in the market, actually. They still sell it. I don't know what people use it for, maybe dyeing red or something. In these small grocery stores, they sell rice and all that. You can get that garik. They use it in home for something? I guess maybe some puja thing or dyeing something red. It's like clay. It's a rock. It's like tilak. It's kind of yellowy brown, right? It's yellowy brown, this one. There's also black clay, which will be black, like Radha Kuntila. So this is a red color. And they put it mixed with water, it becomes red, and you put your cloth in, and they had the red cloth of a sannyasi. That was the original. And sometimes devotees have dyed their cloth with that. I've done it myself. And very halka mixture. So that gairika is from Giriraj, that color red. And Hingu must be like, it says vermilion. That's red? Dark red or something? Vermilion. And Haritala, that's yellow. It says here yellow. And then Manashila Akya, that's described as red arsenic. Red arsenic. I wouldn't want to eat that, but it's all right to put on your forehead, I suppose. So there's red, and there's deep red, and yellow. So they're decorating. And why is Govardhan's providing all these pigments and earth minerals, dhatu means mineral, element, dhatava, get dhatava gharika hingaladya. Why? To decorate Krishna's transcendental body for the pleasure of his atipriya, his most beloved priyas. Atipriya sham shalira shobha, lobhaya kurvanti vidu priyanam, vidu. Vidu Priyanam. They decorate their dear Shamasundar so he can look so beautiful for the gopis. Radharani dresses the same way. In the morning time, when they dress Radharani, the Mandris and Sekis, they dress Radharani in Varsana or in Yavat around 6 o'clock, 5:30, early in the morning before she goes to cook Krishna's breakfast, Nashta. And Nandagam, they ornament her and decorate her and paint her in so many ways after bathing. Then they hold a darpan in front of Radharani, a mirror, full-length mirror, all jewels around it, beautiful. So she can see what they have done, how they have dressed her. She's just sitting there and they're doing everything. So she's not, like we, some lady, she'll see everything. She's doing everything herself, she's seeing it. So Radharani's just sitting there with her eyes closed. Madhurani sits there with her eyes closed, and Madhurika Sakhi or Shamala Sakhi, they stand next to Radharani and they give the morning news. Oh, this morning Krishna woke up and he was wrestling with the coward boys, and then Mother Yashoda was yelling, "Go milk the cow." So she will give the morning news from Nandagam. She will go to Nandagam early in the morning and see Krishna's bathing and maybe take part and collect all the information on one hard chip, hard drive? No. Collect all the information, and she will go to Varsana or to Yavat, wherever Radharani is staying. And she will say, in other words, when she walks in, and basically Radharani says in their own language, she said, "Hey, Shamala, what's up? What's happening? What is the news? Kya Samachar, Krishna Samachar, what's the news of Krishna?" Oh, it's called Rasodgar. The Ras rises again. This Rasodgara means Madhurika or Shamala, different sakis, they start speaking about Krishna's lila, which are the fresh eyewitness lilas, which she has perceived, or rather seen, Nandagam. And she's telling those to Radharani. So Radharani closes her eyes and tries to enter deeply and become absorbed in that katha, as we often talk when Chaitanya Bhagavat, become absorbed in the katha. But she becomes not only absorbed in the katha, but absorbed in Krishna. And remembering Krishna, and her body is just being moved here and there, and her heart and mind are completely absorbed in remembering Krishna. So the gopis, the Lita Sakhi, she says, "Radhe, you're ready." And she's, yes. So she comes to external consciousness, and then Champak holds a mirror in front of her and says, "Look what we've done. Beautiful. Let's go immediately. Let's go. Come on, quick. Shamsundar must see every hair is in place, every drop, everything is perfect. I don't want anything to fall off or get disturbed, disentangled or disheveled this way. Merely whisk me immediately to Nandagram so that Krishna can feast his eyes upon my beautiful form. Because that's the only reason Radharani dresses or adorns herself, to please Krishna. No other thought, no other desire. Giriraj is helping in helping this ecstasy of Radharani. He's helping increase the loving ecstasy of Radharani by providing that's his very body. The minerals are the body. It's like the skin on the Giriraj is the taking off the earth. It's like the earth is like the Mother Earth's covering. It's her clothes, you could say. Taking off all these minerals, and he says, "Yes, take the shirt off my back." And I have a phrase in America. He cares so much for me, he'll give the shirt off his back, which means he'll give whatever he has. Even the very clothes he's wearing, but to speak, everything in his closet. Here, take this too. Giriraj is giving his own rocks and making minerals, red and like this. Because he wants to see Krishna happy. And then he wants to see Radharani happy. He's the greatest servant of the Lord. The greatest servant of Hari means the greatest servant of Radha. And Giriraj is both. Giriraj is the greatest servant of Krishna and the greatest servant of Radharani. Kasturi kastar dharaner nishrishta jatak swayam kun kumasara jatta karpura purashchasu kandayanti krishnaya krishna guru bishchayatra. Kasturi, musk left by the deer, as well as a kunkum, camphor, and aguru, naturally produced by Govardhan Hill, were all used to give a sweet fragrance to the transcendental body of Krishna. It's an interesting statement of Vishnu. Haven't looked closely at the Sanskrit, but if you look closely, it may not say give a sweet fragrance. It may say enhance or increase the already existing sweet fragrance of Krishna's transcendental body. Our bodies are not transcendental. And our bodies do not have any transcendental fragrance. What to speak of? Sweet fragrance. Krishna's body, and it's described in Govinda Lilamrita, the fragrance of the particular parts of Krishna's body, that his navel smells like this, and his armpits smell like that, and his hair smells like this. Altogether, it says that Krishna's body smells like a combination of kasturi, musk, and aguru, no translation, and sandalwood, chandan, and kapoor, camphor. Different parts, and also Nila Utpala, a blossoming blue lotus. Lotuses have a very nice fragrance. I can't imagine what a blue lotus smells like. I've never experienced. That's Krishna's body, this transcendental body. It smells like this. What more? What more do you need? But then, okay, it gives us some service to do. We'll offer Krishna some kasturi, some musk, and some kunkum, camphor, and aguru. Yatrasti sa chandana sara jatir natatra sarpa sacha chid visham na visham chit kvapi na dukkadam tat dare sukhaikam haridasa varye dare sukhaikam haridasa varye. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, long after the Srimad Bhagavatam was written by Vyasadeva, and long after Radharani spoke the verse on the banks of the Yamuna from the Gopi Geet, where the last line she says, Haridas Varya, he's writing 1740, 1700s, about 300 years ago, Vishnath was here, and he's writing this verse where he's saying the same thing, Haridas Varya, the best of the Haridasas. There is a pleasant grove of sandalwood trees on Govardhan Hill. We should try to find that. We can't walk on Govardhan Hill, but They can send some Brijvasis up to walk on Lookport. There's a pleasant grove of a Chandan grove, Chandan Sarajati. Chandan Sarajati. Jati, there's a family of essential Chanda or whatever. Pleasant grove of sandalwood trees on Govardhan Hill. Although snakes generally flock to sandalwood trees. But snakes are very envious. There's many hot-bodied humans that are very envious. So they flock to the AC, they cool down. They need AC plus fan, isn't it? Because they're really hot. So snakes' bodies are very hot because they're full of venom. And sandalwood trees are very cool. Everyone knows. So they go there. Some, but in Govardhan, no snakes ever come there. Or if by chance a snake may come, it's not poisonous. Or, this is a pretty good argument here, or sometimes a poisonous snake may come. Now what?
Never bite.
But its poison is automatically counteracted and it can do no harm. Hrivo!
Hrivo!
Hriradharan ki
jai!
Chandanvan ki
jai!
As the best servant of Lord Hari, Govardhan Hill has made this wonderful arrangement for the Lord's pleasure. Dare sukhaikam. He's holding this happiness. Dare hare. Dare. That's pretty interesting. So what are you holding? Dare sukha. I'm holding happiness. How you became so happy? How you became so happy? Haridas. I became a Haridas. You became a Haridas? Yes. I became Haridas. Day and night. 24 hours a day, Haridas. And you became happy by that? And I tried everything. I tried money, women, men, palaces, houses, travel, clothes, everything. Chobis Ganta Nan Nehoga. I haven't found 24 hours bliss. Bliss. But Dare Sukhaikam Haridasavarye? By becoming the best, if you become the best servant of Hari, what will happen? You'll only sukhaikam, you'll only have happiness. This is the presentation being presented here. This is the theory, this is the axiom, the axiomatic truth. Does anyone believe in this principle?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think it's possible?
Yes.
If anyone becomes the best servant of Hari, that he will only be holding Dhare Sukhaikam, he will only be holding happiness? Ananda Jeev or Anand Jeev? Atmaram? This is what Giriraj is showing by his example. Day and night he's serving. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So therefore Radharani says, see, look, behold our Giriraj. Giri Govardhan, the key.
Jai.
Govardhan, not the key.
Jai.
He's Haridas Varyan. So we'll close our discussion about the glories of Giriraj.